This is your Glacier Markets Farm Report. This is the Markets Farm Morning Show, broadcast number 125 for Monday, November 1st. I'm Phil Frantz Warkentin. ICE Futures canola contracts are stronger Monday morning, seeing a continuation of last week's gains as bullish chart signals kept speculators on the buy side. Canola up $15 in the January contract at $974.80 per ton. Tight supplies and the need to ration demand remained supportive, although canola is already said to be looking expensive at current levels. Outside markets were mixed, keeping some caution in the canola futures. Malaysian palm oil moved lower overnight, but Chicago soy oil and European rapeseed futures were up. The Canadian dollar is holding relatively steady. In the U.S., soybeans, corn, and wheat futures are all higher, with wheat leading to the upside. Soybeans had posted losses overnight but managed to move up as the North American day session got underway. Soy oil was higher with gains in the energy markets globally, supportive for the vegetable oil markets. January soybeans up 9 cents at $12.58 per bushel. Solid export demand was also supportive as the USDA reported flash sales this morning of 132,000 tons of soybeans to China. On the other side, seasonal harvest pressure and a good start to seeding in South America did pressure values. Corn, it is stronger to start the day, December up 10 cents at $5.79 per bushel. A rally in wheat provided support with the firm tone in crude oil today, also underpinning the ethanol-linked grain. Just as in beans, though, seasonal harvest pressure and expectations for large South American crops kept a lid on the upside. Wheat, it is up sharply, with news Saudi Arabia had made large purchases over the weekend, providing the catalyst for that move higher. Minneapolis up 23 cents in December at $10.75 per bushel. Kansas City 19 cents higher in the December contract at $8.05 per bushel. And Chicago wheat, it's up 23 cents in December at $7.96 per bushel. Saudi Arabia bought 1.3 million tons of wheat in tenders over the weekend for prices well above what other countries, such as Egypt, have been paying lately. The Saudi purchases were seen as a sign of the tight world supplies, with end users looking to secure coverage. That's a look at the ICE futures and U.S. markets for Monday, November 1st. In Winnipeg, for Markets Farm, I'm Phil Frantz Warkentin.
That was your Glacier Markets Farm Report.